435 on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Wednesday afternoon. And Paul Juergens, KFGO news director, is back in studio because he's been working all day today on breaking a story here that I'll let him take it because he's got some stuff going on here. Tell us what's going on, Juergens.
Well, it has to do with the Castleton train derailment of last week, I guess a week ago, Monday. Where the tanker cars, there was a derailment and then a collision between two trains. And I think most people are familiar with it. There's some limited evacuation that night. And we obtained the 911 calls that were phone calls into the Red River Regional Dispatch Center in Fargo after the derailment and the collision and the massive fire, multiple explosions. A number of calls coming from citizens and even members of the train crew came in that afternoon as the dispatchers were trying to find out exactly what happened there and to get the right people in place. Initially, it sounded like it might have been real near the Tharaldson ethanol plant. It wasn't. It was just west of town, and we had residents calling in, and again, some of the train crew members. One of the first calls contained in the 911 tapes was from a resident who, well, she thought there was a house fire.
911, is just the emergency?
Hi, Castleton. There's like huge black smoke. I don't know if somebody's house is on fire.
We're aware that it's a train derailment with a fire, so stay out of the area, okay?
I'm sorry.
And at that point, I don't think the dispatchers knew the seriousness of what had happened there. You could tell by the demeanor of the dispatcher that she was relatively calm, and not that they don't.
And they should be.
They're trained to remain calm. But I think, you know, at that point, it was they've had other derailments in the county and in that general area. So, you know, at that point, okay, we're aware of that. And another caller in Castleton, he knew it was a big fire.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
There's a big fire by the reservoir here in Castleton. Black smoke going in here. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yep, we're aware of it.
What's going on?
There was a train that derailed.
Okay.
I'm going to have to let you go, though. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So another caller, that just another Castleton resident wondering what was going on. She told them there's a train derailment. At that point, the first responders were en route. Cass County deputies, Castleton Fire had been paged. Hazmat, I think, at that point had been paged. They were starting to realize the magnitude of the derailment. The explosions were taking place shortly thereafter. Jim Monk and Don Haney of our news staff were en route or there by that time. And at that point, Red River Regional Dispatch received a call from a member of the train crew. Now, if you listen to this call, he thought, I think it's quite evident, that ethanol was involved, and we now know it was North Dakota crude.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
I don't know. It's,
are you in Castleton?
Yes.
Okay, are you involved in this at all?
I'm part of the train crew.
You're part of the train crew? Do you know if anybody's injured? We have someone else on there.
Nobody's injured at this point that we know of.
Okay, and what do you have on board?
Ethanol.
You have ethanol?
Right. Loaded and empty. We're walking away from it. There looks like there's two trains. We're actually trying to figure it out yet.
Two trains?
As far as I know. Yep.
Okay. All right. We do have people on the way, okay?
Okay. It's a loaded ethanol and an empty ethanol train.
Do you know how many cars?
No, I can't tell how many cars. For sure, there's one ruptured, but I'd be worried about these empties blowing up.
Okay. We do have people on the way. If you just want to make sure everyone keeps leaving the scene.
Everybody's walking away. Yep.
Thank you.
So he thought it was ethanol in the train that he was a part of the crew of.
And I don't know whether he was on the oil train or whether he was on the grain train. They're both Burlington Northern Santa Fe. It sounded like and I don't want to speculate, but it sounded like he had some knowledge or thought he had some knowledge of what they were hauling, and it was not ethanol. It turned out to be crude oil. Not far from the accident site is the Tharaldson ethanol plant, just to, I guess, to be to the southwest. and an employee from Tharaldson Ethanol called 911, and he told them that sure looks like oil to me.
You know what's on fire?
Oil? What kind of oil?
I'm guessing these are oil cars. I work out here at Tharaldson Ethanol. The train is derailed, and it looks like it's going to go from car to car. Just keep lighting on fire.
Okay, how many cars are you seeing?
What do I see right now? It's probably a 100-car unit train. It looks like it's back toward this tail end, closer to Castleton.
Okay, how many cars are on fire right now?
I cannot tell. I would guess about 10 cars.
Is anybody injured out there?
Not that I can see.
And at that point, you can hear the other dispatchers in the room. With their keystrokes, you can hear background noise of them communicating with first responders, a lot of activity by them.
Do we know how many calls came in? Do they monitor how many calls? Because I would presume with something of this magnitude, there were hundreds of 911 calls that came in.
I don't know exactly. I reviewed, I believe, about 13 calls today that were provided per my request to the sheriff's office and then from Red River Regional Dispatch. So I don't exactly know how many calls, but these are the ones that they sent me. And I think that there were probably some these citizen calls that we heard early on where they just said, hey, something's going on. And then they said, we're working on it. We know about that. But these are the calls that they provided. And, you know, you could tell that level of concern was growing there in the dispatch center there. And there are multiple dispatchers at work in Red River Regional Dispatch at any given time. Now, this railroad employee was on scene, and I'm not exactly sure whether it's the same person who voices sound similar, and I guess I don't know, but it sounds like this railroad employee, whether it was the same one that believed they were hauling ethanol, he called in somewhat calmer, if it is the same person. And he was looking for some, I guess, authorization, some authority to maybe separate some of the burning cars. At the end of this, you'll hear another railroad employee in the background expressing concern about explosions as opposed to these cars burning up, if you listen closely at the end.
Hey, I'm calling about this train that's on fire out by Castleton. I'm part of the train crews. Is there a contact on site? We're in position here. If we get the okay from somebody, if they want us to make a cut on this train and pull part of it away.
Hold on for just a second.
Okay.
I'm afraid this stuff's going to start blowing up. It's going to burn up.
It looks like this stuff is going to start blowing up instead of burning up. And that was another railroad employee, presumably, in the background, overheard on the cell call from a member of the train crew. And we know that the National Transportation Safety Board's been on site. They left last week and told us that it could be quite some time before they come up with a definitive answer as to what happened out there.
Now, I would also make the presumption, and I don't know that any thought of trying to separate train cars once they start on fire was not going to happen for obvious reasons, because you're putting people in great amounts of danger trying to get near a burning train, an oil train, try to separate them. So while the callers had the right idea, it was just, I believe that was just not going to happen.
I don't think so. It was going too quickly. And once you got away from the scene, as they did, the train people, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe employees, once they got away from, they weren't going to go back.
No.
And they would have to go back to try to separate that. He did say, we think we're in position to do that. At that point, later in that tape excerpt that I didn't include, the dispatcher said that I'll put you in contact with a deputy. And you could hear she was dialing a deputy, and then the call ended. And so we didn't hear that part of the conversation. I don't know what the deputy told him, but if he did get in contact with the Cass County deputy that was there, decision was made not to try that. So
yes,
that's
okay.
Obtained the tapes, and so they're out there for people to listen to, and they've been posted at KFGO.com now, these particular excerpts and some others as well.
Okay. Jerry, thank you. If you go to KFGO.com, go to the homepage, the link to the story will be prominently displayed if you want to re-listen to any of the five little sound cuts there that Jerry got from the Red River Dispatch Center, the 911 calls. You know, nothing, people yelling, screaming, nothing like that. But certainly, as Paul pointed out, you could hear the rising concern in some of the voices, knowing that, sure, there's a train derailment, there's a fire, but then as time went on, knowing that there was going to be some other things happening, and you could hear in the last phone call the gentleman in the background saying, we're going to have to start thinking about explosions here and not just fires. And he was exactly right. He called it exactly right, because there were a series of explosions, a couple of them live on our radio station with Jim Monk and Don Haney on scene. But if you want to hear those again, you can go to kfgo.com and listen to them there. Or I'm fairly certain that Bob Harris and others will probably be replaying some of the sound later tonight on KFGO.